This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The latest campaign finance totals with the Federal Election Commission show acting Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee, former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards, and former congressional staffer Isaiah Martin leading the field in fundraising for the special election in Texas's 18th congressional district. Each had raised $1 million as of mid-October. Campaign finance totals show Menefee with just over $300,000, $390,000 cash on hand, Edwards with just over $330,000, and Martin with just under $270,000. Attorneys representing former Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg are hoping to bypass a contempt hearing. Kim Ogg is accused by the current district attorney's office of violating a gag order in the capital murder case of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungaray. Earlier this year, Ogg appeared on a local TV station alleging that one of the men accused of murder, Franklin Pena, was previously accused of sexually assaulting a woman in Costa Rica. Attorneys will now work together to set the next court date. Two employees with Montgomery County became sick yesterday after handling a flyer that authorities say was laced with fentanyl. Authorities say both employees were experiencing symptoms like dizziness, shaky hands, and hot flashes. Investigators are looking into the origin of the flyer and how fentanyl could have possibly gotten on it. University of Houston police are investigating an armed robbery that occurred at the student center yesterday that prompted a campus security alert to be sent out. The suspected robber is described as a black man wearing an Astros cap and a black long-sleeve shirt. He allegedly robbed the Texas DuPont Employees Credit Union at the Student Center South. Houston Police Department says that they are not involved in the investigation. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR